Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Game 7, fun last night. We had to hang on for our unders. It does get home. Under 7.5 ends up hitting. Each of us had that one. We gave that one out. Yesterday, we got our winner. It's Toronto, so Sam's happy. We're heads up, man. We're heads up in the World Series. I've got the Dodgers. You got the Blue Jays. You grabbed that right before the playoffs, I believe. What number did you grab?
Not a good one. 8-1.
Okay. 8-1. But hey, you looked at the field, you were talking to somebody who's pretty smart, was like, you should bet the Blue Jays. So not a bad idea. You have to be happy with where you are right now. Before the year, just a monster number on the Blue Jays. People not thinking that this was going to happen. And here we sit. It's the Jays and the Dodgers. It starts on Friday. So each day we'll get more and more markets that are available. But we like to talk about the World Series MVP. We've been revisiting this a number of times. When most people would say, well, you got to go Vladdy, got to go Springer, must go Ohtani or Betts. They're probably making it a list of four. We have a much more expansive list because we know the history of the award, that you're going to find guys that you think are no-name guys, that you can find good numbers in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, and they're batting in the top five spots of the winning lineup, and then they end up taking the award because it is well-deserved. It is not always the star player. Sometimes it is. A lot of times it isn't. We've talked about Soler with the Braves. You know, Zobrist, the year with the Cubs, that he was about 20-25-1. This is something that you can always find a lot of value in. And the earlier you bet it, of course, before they get to the World Series, those are the best numbers that you're going to find. But don't go in thinking you have to bet star players. It could be a star player. We've seen Corey Seager win this a couple of times. But no, it's a lot more open than people realize. Sam, I don't think there's a pitcher in play. Once in a while there is. We've seen it with Mad Bum. We were talking about if Detroit would have made a run, that maybe Scubo could do it. But I don't really see a pitch, unless you're talking about Ohtani, that we could see a few different times and they could make that sort of an impact. Do you?
It would be hitter, hitter, hitter. Oh, here we go. I have the odds right here. Hitter, 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 pitcher. The first pitcher. You want to guess who the first pitcher is without looking?
Oh, it's not Ohtani then.
Well, not counting Ohtani. He's a unicorn. Yeah, I meant solely a pitcher. Pitcher only. Who's the first one?
Did they go...
Jake's guy.
It's a Dodger guy. Oh, Glasnow?
No, Snell.
Oh, Snell. Screw him. He sucks. Glasnow's better.
Blake Snell.
It's not Yamamoto.
No, Yamamoto. Oh, what a
ridiculous price. That's
Bieber
silly.
50, Glasnow 50, Sasaki 50, Gaussman 66, Scherzer 100. We could probably stop there. But this is an offensive World Series, one would think. And the total for game number one is only 7.5, which is a little surprising. That feels a little light. But then again, you have the rest and the rust. I mean, this game doesn't start until Friday night. So the layoff certainly plays into it. I would be looking over, to be honest with you, in game number one. Mm. And I would be looking at hitters only, to your point. What?
These offenses are awesome. Like, I'm just, yeah, you're going over it. I'm like, yeah, man, 7.5 is a crazy number to me.
Just feels a little light. But then again, you do get ace-ace, which mm-hmm. we understand. Like, odds are good. That's the best pitching matchup of the entire series. So these teams have the ability to stack their rotations accordingly. And you're going to get their best in game number one on Friday night. I keep looking at Teoscar, 13-1. You got, what, 100?
100.
Prick.
100 on Teoscar. We talked about it.
I know. I'm only saying that because I'm salty. I've been salty all day with the
I know. I'm mad with you on that one. Yeah.
Teoscar, 100-1 World Series MVP. Corby's on chicken dinner like, oh, Teoscar, 100-1. And then he didn't bet it either.
He didn't bet it?
No, you're the only one that bet it. I think you and Paul both bet it. Corby and I didn't even bet it.
Come on, Corby. I would have thought he would have bet it for sure.
He just has Dodgers. He was betting Dodgers when the Phillies went to the favorite, 4-1 or so. They pushed the mm-hmm. Dodgers out to 6. And Corby was like, I'm in at 6. And then he bet him again at 5. And then they clobbered game 1 and he bet him again. So it's just he's been accumulating Dodger stock at good prices. Now, he's not going to come in now and lay 240 because he's already got. I'm guessing I'll have him on tonight. We're going to do a show tonight. I'm guessing that he may take a little bit of Toronto at 2-1. Just a little bit. That's my guess. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But he's got all this Dodger stock at 6 and 5 and I think 475. He's in a spot now where he could either roll it as a 240 favorite or he could bet a little Toronto to win the series at 2-1.
I kind of don't think he will. I think he's going to stay with his position. He's so strong on them, and I get it. You know, Ohtani is such a favorite for the World Series MVP. At plus 170, I'm quickly realizing that we can find a lot of value elsewhere on the board. You know Mookie Betts is 22-1? It's freaking Mookie Betts. And he hits second in that lineup after Ohtani. So there's some, and you get Vladdy up there, of course, Springer, after what he did last night and what he's done throughout his entire career. There's a lot of good numbers on some players. Jake, I want to bring in you really quick. World Series MVP, where should we be starting this conversation? None of us are going to bet Ohtani at less than 2-1. I get that. But what about the other names? Where's the value?
The bet's 22-1 is crazy. Like I think that's kind of insane. Are we forgetting who this guy is? I think that's for sure a bet if you want to go elsewhere with Dodgers. Never any of the pitchers. Like Sam said, this is going to be runs galore, and Snell being the first guy is very funny, but for obvious reasons, no bias, of course. But I think it's pick your guys in the lineup. I think there's a 35 on Muncy still. I think that's really good if we were going to go other Dodgers. I'm really glad that I bet Springer last weekend because I saw where this was going. So like I obviously have a bunch of Dodgers. I added a couple Blue Jays World Series MVPs last weekend just to try and get some investment on the other side. So I have Springer. I think Varsho is interesting still. I've been talking about him for a couple weeks because he could pop off. He had a decent series as well. He's been playing well. But as far as the Dodgers, I think Betts 22 and Muncy 35 if you're trying to look for some guys.
Betts and Muncy. Okay. What about and on the Toronto side, you said Varsho, he's 30. What about their 2 and 4 hitters?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Those numbers are in the 50s. Kirk's 50. People love Kirk because he's
worse
fat.
Yeah, he's a big fat guy.
Where's Bichette going to hit when he comes back?
Yeah.
I mean, you would think one or two. Like Nathan Lukes is he's a zero to me.
He's
like,
a zero. Okay.
Especially if Bichette, Bichette's saying he's going to come back. Lukes is the first guy on the chopping block. So even if they split time together, then they're both a zero. If neither of them are going to play every game, then they're both out. As far as Kirk goes, sure, he's a fun story and people like him. All the dude does is hit singles. Like he's the four hitter, but it's because he gets on base. And then you have Varsho and Barger behind him. Honestly, I looked at Barger. I know he hit sixth. Clement, interesting. I looked at him too. It's just that's the nine hitter. You kind of got to do some mental gymnastics with that one too. I looked at Barger, honestly. I saw 60 this morning on him. He had a really good series in the ALCS, plays the outfield, can make a couple of decent defensive plays to boost his stock a little bit. Multi hits, couple extra base hits. I know he hit sixth, but it's kind of right on that cut line, right? So he was somebody that kind of I was thinking about this morning.
Okay.
Hmm. You want to tell them about our text exchange last night, Jake, about bunting?
It worked out for them. But
before
like,
the Springer homer? The sacrifice bunt? Giving up the out?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it worked out for you, thankfully. But, I mean, Jimenez has been awesome for you all series, and you're just giving him an out just because you're afraid of a double play.
The Mariners. The Mariners bunting in the top of the ninth when they were like the guy came up to the plate, nobody on, nobody out, laid down a bunt, and I texted Jake, no bunting from Eastbound and Down. You've seen Eastbound and Down, right, Joe?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
The scene between Will Ferrell and Craig Robinson when they're at the car dealership, and Stevie yells, "No bunting." And Craig Robinson is like, ain't nobody trying to bunt. Oh, my God. It's one of the funniest scenes in the history of television. The outtakes alone from that scene when Craig Robinson and Danny McBride are, like, staring at each other face to face and Will Ferrell's trying to make them laugh. Oh, my God. It's so funny. No bunting.
Let the boy watch.
Jake had never seen it, so I had to send him the video.
What?
I couldn't believe it.
I was a shelter child.
So good. The boy watch.
Well, do you remember what Craig Robinson says when he says, ain't nobody trying to bunt? And then he says, I'm trying to knock it to the bleeping moon. Yes.
So good.
Oh, so funny.
I loved it when I forgot who was on the mound, but they were showing bunt early on. They almost decked him. That's what you have to do. Pitch like 3 feet inside. We started to see that. You see teams are like, have had enough of this. I don't understand. Just taking the automatic out, I'm not with that. Those are some good looks, though, Jake. It's confusing with Toronto. You don't know where to go. If you're not doing Vladdy, if you're not doing the short number thing, it's tough. It could be any of them. That's a good number on bets. There's no reason for him to be 22-1. That's kind of silly. Joe O, Sammy P, keep things rolling here. Another hour up next. Will Brinson will drop by to talk some National Football League. A Survivor first look next hour as well on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.